21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment to hear a word from Governor Ron DeSantis about the dangers of proposed Amendment 3.
Big weed corporations have spent $100 million to push Amendment 3. They wrote it to benefit themselves. You will not have the freedom to grow your own weed. You'll have to buy it from them. And if their products get you sick, you can't sue them to make it right because they've given themselves total legal immunity. Amendment 3 isn't about freedom, it's about corporate greed, and it will authorize the use of marijuana in public places, restaurants, hotels, beaches, theme parks, endangering kids, and threatening tourism. Please vote no on Amendment 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard directly from our governor. We'll talk about it later in the broadcast today, Amendment 3 and Amendment 4. We've got 6 proposed amendments on the ballot for the state of Florida. Vote yes on number 1, vote yes on number 6, and on the balance of them, 2, 3, 4, and 5, vote no, no, no. We'll talk about them further in the closing part of the broadcast today. I believe Tom is on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I really enjoyed your last 2 callers. Jim's always got a really good comment. But anyway, I got a pleasure this week. I stopped at a barbecue place and there was a fireman there and I introduced myself and he said he's in the inspection where he inspects buildings, and his wife and son was there, and I explained that you have to really be smart to be a fireman. You have to know what chemicals to put on a fire, what chemicals you can't. And I said, most people don't know it, but you're cross-trained. One day I was on Hector Drive, and there was a motorcycle guy, and he had lost control and hit a tree. And the engine unit guys were giving him CPR, and the EMT guys were watching. So that was really rewarding, you know, that they're totally cross-trained. Any day the EMT guy could be a engineer on the truck and the truck could drive the thing, but he seemed to really like that, and he smiled, his wife smiled, his son smiled, and I said, but I have to ask you a question. As smart as y'all are, why do you have to have somebody to tell you how to vote? Why don't y'all have common sense to be able to pick a candidate? And it was like I told him his child was ugly, you know. It kind of throwed some water on the fire, but he said, I'm glad you asked. And I was glad he didn't get mad. He said, for the first year in 100 years that Fire Department is not endorsing a candidate. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yes. But my question I should have asked, but I thought it let him off with a little bit of slack. You know, don't be too hard on him. And he did say that they're realizing that some of these candidates are not good. So, but I want, would it have been fair to ask him, well, why don't you endorse Trump this year instead of, if you're not going to endorse the Democrats as you have for 100 years, why not choose this year to endorse the Republicans?
Well, Tom, number one, I'm against a group enforcement of a vote. I'm against the mm-hmm. unions. I'm against the union mentality. Most are not aware of the fact that unions were created by the USA Communist Party, and it's the way the communists have to take over control of production and distribution of corporate entities. So I'm against that, and yet we have the teachers' unions that makes the decision for all of the teachers how to vote. I'm thankful to see that our Border Patrol in totality say they're voting for Donald Trump. I was thankful to see that one of the major auto unions, they're saying that the major number of the workers say they're voting for Donald Trump. But I am against a group being put into a capsule and the decision for how they're going to vote based on their allegiance to some union or organization. So I'm thankful that at least they're not going to do the liberal bit.
So you're saying even business or government should get out of the culture vote and vote biblical.
Absolutely. That would be, absolutely.
Yeah, because I just have the most respect for you, Dr. Youngblood. You've always preached that there's two ways. There's the cultural Christian, then there's the biblical Christian. And the biblical Christian will hear Jesus say, well done. It's sad, like you said, that Kamala told the Christians they were in the wrong rally. And
Tom,
yet,
Tom
when,
did you hear what I read earlier that somebody had put on Facebook? It says Kamala will have a very bad day one day when she hears Jesus say, you're at the wrong rally.
I loved it, Dr. Youngblood. I loved it. But so you're even saying, like, these companies that go woke, you know, Budweiser tried it, Tractor Supply tried it, different one, and it's all blowed up in their face.
Absolutely, as it should be, in my opinion. They need to stay out of that realm and let each individual make the decision. And I say that each individual, we as citizens, need to make the decision that is right for our country, that's best for our nation, that preserves the integrity of our constitutional republic and a representative form of government. And it goes back to the Sixth Amendment in the state of Florida, proposed amendments. That's circumventing the constitutional republic. That's circumventing the representative form of government. That is circumventing it by deep pockets. The abortion industry spent about $100 million getting the amendment 4 put on the ballot. The pot industry spent about $100 million or more getting it put on the ballot to have pot legalized in the state of Florida. And by the way, on that subject, perhaps our listeners recall watching some of the sheriffs in the state of Florida with their badges on, their cruisers standing behind them, parked behind them, stating they want citizens to vote yes on Amendment 3 for the pot to be legalized. Well, one of the sheriffs happens to be the sheriff of Martin County. Martin County has the largest, hear me, the largest pot-producing plant in the nation. They have their power bill is power usage is more than the entire city municipality. So that sheriff is nothing but a paid puppet, because all of the other sheriffs, about 98% of the sheriffs association in the state of Florida, agree with Governor Ron DeSantis that we need to say no on pot, that it will destroy our state. But I'm fascinated. Mm-hmm. And saddened by the fact that they allow these officers in their uniform to take that kind of stand and lying based on the fact they're being paid to tell the lie. So I challenge our listeners to be sure that you understand what you're voting for. It's voting on Amendment 3 and 4. You're voting to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values of our state making state of Florida the pot capital of the nation, and our state, if this passes, the murder capital of the nation, which will bring in millions of people coming in just to buy their pot, just to have their babies in the wombs murdered, and it will destroy the ethics, the values, the morals of the state of Florida. So we need to say no on that. But Tom, we need to understand that this is a consequential election more than in my lifetime, and I'm sure in your lifetime. And we need to take the stand and honor God with our vote and what God would have us to do. But Tom, keep praying. Keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have a Kamala Harris America, what will it be like? We've touched around, bitten around the edges, nibbled around the edges so far on it. But what would it be like? Ladies and gentlemen, the very foundations of America will be eviscerated if Kamala Harris is elected president. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, if Kamala Harris is elected president, I don't think that it's possible with a legal election. I can't make that dogmatic statement if state after state, city after city allows the illegal invaders to vote. If that happens, we can kiss it goodbye as a nation with this election, unless we have such an overwhelming outpouring of conservatives, Christians, and patriots voting for Donald Trump. But if Kamala Harris is president, we have a Kamala Harris America, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no freedom of speech. Kamala Harris believes that the government must be the final arbiter of what is truth. Kamala Harris will fully institute and instruct the DHS, the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, etc., to monitor all speech online, text, emails, to censor all social media, etc., etc. Some of the plaintiffs, and from the standpoint against the freedom of speech, John Kerry says, and I'm reading a headline, says the First Amendment is a major block to stopping disinformation, hopes to implement change to that. You have with Hillary Clinton, I'm looking at a headline that says, disinformation isn't the problem, but government cover-up and censorship is the problem. Look at another headline. Hillary Clinton says some Americans who share political misinformation should be criminally charged. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, if Kamala Harris is president of the United States, you can kiss the freedom of speech goodbye. You can kiss it goodbye. They would set up the disinformation, misinformation board. By the way, the socialist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel 1984, suggested that by 1984, the government of the United States of America will have a truth commission. In that truth commission, the government will decide who's telling the truth and who's lying, and then will persecute and prosecute those that are lying. Well, they're calling it a little different. They're calling it the Misinformation Disinformation Board, and it's through the Department of Homeland Security. They promulgated that and postulated doing that in full force 2 years ago when there was an outcry from the conservatives in America and some of the House of Representatives members. They said, no, we'll not do it right now, but that was a lie. They're still doing it. It swept under the rug, and it's still taking place. It will come to full force upon every American if Kamala Harris is in America as the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at headline. Hillary Clinton is the queen of disinformation. She issues a two-faced call for censorship. Hillary Clinton says that anything that the government doesn't approve as far as information, that the one that is giving it out is giving disinformation, misinformation, should be persecuted, prosecuted, and put in jail. That's her mindset. That's the mindset of Kamala Harris. That's the kind of America that we would live in, ladies and gentlemen, if Kamala Harris is elected president. There'll be no such thing as freedom of speech. Looking at the headline, Pentagon, other agencies funded potential agent of censorship campaign, the House committee reveals. A House committee revealed Friday that the Pentagon, the other U.S. agencies, and the European Union, in addition to the State Department, have funded a not-for-profit fact-checking firm that allegedly served as a non-transparent agent of censorship in its campaigns. Massive article goes into details of how the federal government's hired agents outside of the realm of government so that those agencies can do the clinging to, searching for misinformation, disinformation, so the government would have the plausible deniability that the government didn't do it. But ladies and gentlemen, they're being, these companies being hired to do it, and the end result goes back to the federal government where they put it into effect. And it is a censorship nation that America would be in if Kamala Harris is the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the dangers. I'm looking at a headline, then we'll take our next caller. Objectively outrageous. Judge makes inspiring decision after a woman is arrested for criticizing government officials. Officials in the town of Surprise, Arizona, have been humiliated by public scolding from the judge in Maricopa County in a case in which they ordered a woman at a public meeting arrested because they didn't like what she was saying. She was in a public meeting. She publicly condemned some of the political leaders for their lies and for what they were doing, and those public officials had her arrested for her speech. And it's free speech, freedom of speech. So the ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand is, first and foremost, if Kamala Harris is president of the United States of America, you can kiss freedom of speech goodbye. It would not happen. It would be gone with no possibility of having it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray, plan, and participate. We need to vote. If you've not already voted, vote. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Okay. My comment is also to second what you're saying is we all should get out there, get out of our chairs, and to vote, and even the ones that say, oh, you know, it's not going to change. Yes, get out and vote, all Christians, everybody. But I also called for the comment after I listened to you yesterday, Dr. Youngblood. I got onto YouTube for Candace Owens. And she has an article that says Kamala's mother worked the MK Ultra program, and it is awful, and it's eye-opening, and it's just shocking because Clinton's mentioned in there, of course, Kamala and her mom and different other psychology bad stuff, and so kind of gives us more of a background of Kamala and what she's up to. And I challenge anybody and everybody to go ahead and listen to the whole entirety. You'll get a different perspective of what we're dealing with. And to
absolutely
vote for Trump.
In fact, Kamala Harris's entire family were Marxists, 100% Marxists, teaching in one of the colleges. Her dad was a professor teaching Marxism in one of the colleges. We find even today with Kamala Harris's husband is in a law firm that their major clients are Chinese Communist Party workers that they defend and promulgate through their legal activities for them. Kamala Harris is not an American from the standpoint of wanting to do what's right for America. Kamala Harris has no interest in preserving our Constitution. In fact, if Kamala Harris is president of the United States of America, we will have the total destruction of our Supreme Court. We'll have the death of the protection in our Senate that protects our nation from just by a majority 50+1 it's the filibuster system. Kamala Harris has already said she'd confiscate all weapons, so we'd have no freedom to carry a weapon in America. And I could go on and on and on with it. No, we're looking at an extremely dangerous potentiality, Terry. If our listeners today can understand the weight of it and the need to pray, to participate, to plan, and to go vote. Go ahead.
And to be armed with the knowledge, because a lot of people, they have an idea that this is bad or she's bad. But you need to know how bad, so you can tell other people to get them off their seats. And the other is, if she is still married to a Canadian, how can she be an American citizen to run for president?
Absolutely. There are so many things that we could talk about that is so dangerous. And my prayer is that God will divinely intervene and extricate us from the potentiality of a Harris-Waltz leadership in our nation. Terry, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep looking up, and everybody listening needs to vote, vote, vote. Thank you so much, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, if Kamala Harris becomes president, and I'm praying that's not the case, we'd have simply no freedom of speech whatsoever. It would be absolutely banning everything that we call freedom of speech and freedom of religion. I'm looking at headlines that say school bans graduation prayer. Since 2019, the commencement exercise at the Pearl High School in Mississippi have included the Pledge of Allegiance and prayer. The prayer was delivered by a student who typically started the invocation with a greeting to God and concluded with a hearty amen. But in 2025, there will be no longer prayer. The Mississippi School District announced that they are banning all prayer, school-sponsored prayer, because of a complaint by an atheist. The district agreed that the alleged school-sponsored prayer at graduation will be totally eliminated, end quote. That's just not an isolated case, ladies and gentlemen. That's happening across America because the federal government says that you can't have public prayer on public property and schools are public property. And if Kamala Harris is president, ladies and gentlemen, that would destroy not just our freedom of speech, but freedom of religion. I'm looking at a headline. South Carolina town says permits required for religious expression on public sidewalks. Young man was just carrying a sign, and his sign was about 20 by 24 inches and just had a little handle on it. And he said on the sign, "Trust Christ, he paid the price." The other side, he says, "He saved others. Jesus, he'll save you," on the back of the sign. That was said to be in that little town in South Carolina, that it was illegal, unconstitutional, couldn't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Kamala Harris and the entire Socialist, Marxist, Communist, BLM, Democratic Party would have us to believe that we need to have a system as is found in Europe. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in Europe, the Islamic jihadists rule the roost. Today in Europe, about 2%, maybe 2.5% are considered Christians. In Europe, you cannot say anything publicly today against Islam, Islamic jihadists. In Europe today, you cannot pray publicly. In Europe today, you can't get on the sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic and hold your Bible up or even bow your head because you're deemed to be praying if you do so. In Canada, it's the same thing. And so we have our socialist Marxist leaders today that would have America be like Canada, would have America look like, act like, and rule like Europe. The Kamala Harris administration, if that were to come about, would have a nation ruled with an iron fist, just like in China, where everybody's watched by camera, everybody has to toe the line and do as the government says, or you can't buy a house, you can't buy a car, you cannot go to college, you cannot get a plane ticket and fly out of the city or state or nation any place. It is simply a controlled populace, and the Kamala Harris administration, if she is president, would rule with an iron fist in that exact fashion. If you want to know what America would look like, think about China and what is happening there. Think about Europe and the type of lack of freedom that Europeans have today as a result of their wokeness in that society. I'm looking at a headline. Massive Kamala Harris rally in Washington yesterday was filled with pro-Palestinian Democrats calling for an end to Israel and the death of the Jews. I'm reading a heart of the article. Kamala Harris had her largest rally ever, pro-democracy, pro-Democrat news outlet estimates. But what the news is not telling you is that thousands upon thousands of those people waved signs and called for the end of Israel and for the Jews to be driven out of the Middle East. This is her base, and it's raw and ugly. If you are a Jewish American voting for Kamala, there's something very much broken in your cognitive processing center. In other words, you're an idiot, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Tim Walz, speaking to a group in Michigan, promised the Michigan people, which is a large area of Michigan, made up of Islamic jihadists. He promised the Islamics, if you will put Kamala Harris in office, I promise you that you, i.e. speaking to the Islamic jihadists, that you will have a seat in the White House in a Kamala Harris administration. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. If Kamala Harris is president, we're looking at a Kamala Harris America. There'd be no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, no right to keep and bear arms, and we would be dominated by Islamic jihadists that would rule the White House with an iron fist. ladies and gentlemen, we must recognize Kamala Harris's America would be a place that you and I would never recognize in our past or present or future lifetime. Under Kamala Harris' administration, citizens would be totally disarmed. You would not have the right to keep and bear arms. You would not have the right for self-protection, protection of your family. Kamala Harris has already said that she would have a forced government buyback. That's called confiscation, ladies and gentlemen. Kamala Harris's administration, if she's president, would mimic, would mirror, would try to inculcate and carry out the controls as is found in China. Part of those controls in China, ladies and gentlemen, you're watched, you have a social credit system, and the more you do in obedience and submission to the government, the more social credit points you get. The more points you get, the more freedoms you have. If you do not toe the line, submit totally to the government in China, you're locked out of the system. You're locked out of being able to get a college education or to buy or to sell, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the position today that we need to understand what is happening. I'm looking at headline, survey uncovers the single group in America that would push transgenderism on children. Before I read just a blurb of that article, under a Kamala Harris administration, the LGBTQ agenda would be the primary pusher. Under a Kamala Harris administration, the socialist Marxist media would be in control. Under a Kamala Harris administration, ladies and gentlemen, transgenderism would be the top of the list as far as the LGBTQ agenda and the butchering of healthy body parts. The transgenderism and the fact that they say that there's 157 different genders, and yet God said he created male and female. It's a spit in God's face. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, it's an issue on which majority of Americans agree. Members in every race, sex, age, ethnicity, income, region, educational status, and political viewpoint agree that the administration of transgender pushing chemicals and body mutilations on minors should be banned. Every group agrees on that except the Democrats, this writer says. And that's exactly what the Kamala Harris would do. That's what a Kamala Harris administration would look like. The sodomite agenda would prevail. Listen very carefully. In Canada, you cannot say anything public from the pulpit or otherwise negatively about the LGBTQ agenda. In Europe, you can be prosecuted, fined, and put in jail if you say anything negative about the political agenda of the Islamic jihadist or about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda or the people therein. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been on the fast track of the demise of what we have as a constitutional republic today. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a choice. We have a choice for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, secure borders, energy freedom, no more transgenderism, no more boys and girls in bathrooms. The Constitution will be has our right to keep and bear arms will be still ours. There would be the restoration of all of our Bill of Rights. There would be no force of what you can drive. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours to vote for freedom or for incarceration by a Marxist leader. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
This is Roger with The Truth Radio, and we're sending Bibles to the world. Here's Michael with The Bible League.